在今天我有人送了我一些个这个佛像，我也可以说是我用一种这个供养其他的人呢，那么他交换来的。然后现在今天我请出来和说谁要是欢喜的呢就请一尊。这个佛像呢可以做你们的护身佛，在中国啊讲的护身佛，带着一个佛像在身边呢就逢凶化吉，遇难成祥。
Someone sent me several Buddha images today. Or you might say, I received these Buddha images in exchange for having made offerings to other people in the past. Now, I am showing them to you. Whoever feels like it may take one home with you. The Buddha image acts as your bodyguard. In Chinese, in fact,We call these small images bodyguard Buddha images. When someone is wearing one, bad luck can turn into good fortune. Disasters can change and become auspicious events.
果堂，这次你遇到这个麻烦的事情，有没有带着佛像？我以前给送给你，你应该带着。他们这个带着佛像啊，这佛就会保护着你，无论哪一位的事。
果堂， when you got into trouble, were you wearing the Buddha image I gave you? You should have been, because no matter who you are, as long as you wear a Buddha image, you'll be protected by the Buddhas.
但是你请这个佛像，你必须要出一点功德来发供养心，所以我叫你们要随请这佛像，无论钱多少，应该呀拿出一点钱来供养三宝。不要说有这个佛像，就没有佛像也应该供养三宝的啊。所以呢，这个以后啊，你们在道场里头回者请这个佛经，或者请书，或者请佛像，无论请什么都应该呀发一种供养心。不要以为呀你没有钱这就是得到好处了，这是得不到好处的。你没有供养心你也没有功德，所以呀要发供养心。
However, when we ask for a Buddha image, we need to amass merit and virtue. We should decide to make offerings. That's why I advise you that whoever would like to have one of these Buddha images should make an offering to the Triple Jewel. It doesn't matter how much you donate, it is the intent that is important. Actually, even when we are not asking for a Buddha image,We should still enjoy making offerings to the Triple Jewel. Thus, from now on, whenever you request sutras, books, Buddha images, or anything else from the monastery, you should make a donation. We shouldn't have the idea that not paying any money is getting a good deal. It is not, for if you fail to make offerings, you cannot create merit and virtue.That is the reason we should all resolve to make offerings.
这个拜佛呀就是恭敬，表示最恭敬的。所以啊，我们拜佛呀一般人不懂啊说是尤其那个外道啊，我们拜佛呢是泥像木雕泥塑的拜他做什么呢这个瞎眼睛人呢就说瞎话，因为他没有眼睛看不见呢这个佛的这种的 光明啊遍照这种境界，所以他就说这是木雕泥塑的啊，你拜他干什么？
We bow to the Buddhas to show our utmost respect. People who don't know this, especially those of externalist ways, may say bowing to Buddha images is simply superstition. Why should we bow to an image made out of clay or wood? Those are the words of a blind person, because he doesn't have the eyes to see the fact that the Buddha's lights are shining everywhere. He claims that we should not bow to an image made out of wood or clay.
拜佛呀就表示我们这个心里头的最恭敬，所以呀，你要是想恭敬三宝，一定要天天拜佛呀，那么向佛顶礼呀，叩头啊，啊，切记不要生我慢了。嘿，你看我有多大啊？我比佛都大，我何必拜他呢？啊，就这样的，就是错了。
Bowing to Buddhas is a gesture of utmost respect. Thus, if you want to be respectful to the Triple Jewel, you should bow to the Buddhas every day. You should bow by putting your head to the ground before the Buddha images. We should be cautious not to let our arrogance arise, thinking, "Look how great I am. I am even greater than the Buddha. Why should I bow to him?" Such an attitude is incorrect.